Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Dan. This is Manny. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Manny. So how's the link building business going for you?
Well, let me tell you, life has changed for me grammatically. We got offers that I can sometimes not even take care of, thanks to StomperNet, and of course, thanks to what you have been teaching me all this time. And so it's going crazy. I went from hiring 5 people, and now I have 40 workers working for me.
Wow, that sounds like a complicated kind of life.
Yeah, well,
that's a lot of people.
You know what? It would be, but once again, thanks to the advice that I got from StomperNet, I was able to set up a business model that lets me be in charge of things that I should be focusing on and have other people do the work that I shouldn't be working on. I shouldn't focus on those tasks. So I wouldn't say it's that complicated. It would be if I didn't set it up properly, I would say.
So you've got a lot of systems in place and stuff like that. So it's really just a matter of making sure that people have the right tools and the right processes and stuff like that.
That's right. I would say... I would say I spent the first year in StomperNet developing systems. I have a background in computer science. I'm a computer programmer, and I guess that helped me to, you know, divide everything in pieces and modules and be able to provide that information to people that are working for me without they knowing the whole system, you know, so that I protect my own ideas of doing SEO. And I think that was the best way for me to do it. And also it helped me to manage things better because I can remove a module from the whole system and test it and make sure that it's producing the results that it should.
Cool. Well, my background in programming helps me too in kind of organizing things, and especially when people want step-by-step kind of to, you know, you
correct.
Can't program a computer without being very step-by-step and very specific because the computer doesn't guess right,
right.
Or guess at all. So let me kind of take a step back here and make sure that, you know, I kind of let folks know sort of the story of how I got to know you and about you, because I don't know that we've actually met in person at any point. But I met you through StomperNet. You were one of the sort of the day one members when they launched that program. And, you know, as I recall at that time, you were working in some pretty competitive markets, doing SEO for, was it mortgage leads or credit cards or something like that?
Yes, life insurance and mortgages. 95 million competing sites.
Well, that sounds like fun. yeah, that's one of those markets that a lot of people want to play in, but you gotta be on your game. It's tough. I mean, you gotta be good at everything. But you know, especially with SEO, it's not just 95 million competing sites. It's 95 million monkeys banging on keyboards trying to outrank you.
That's right. And these are also the big banks are also competing on that. The banks are competing on the market, and people who are actually making a little money. So they are actually investing a lot of money that my client at that time didn't have, but we were
right.
able to do it. By the way, we made it to number 3, top 3 on that keyword within 8 months of the project.
That's pretty good. So you've been working in some competitive markets, and I guess you just kind of joined StomperNet to get a little bit of help with the business and I think maybe some of the training content that we had besides that was maybe surprised you. I know that, you know, as I recall, you had a lot of questions that were kind of advanced SEO kind of questions. But so over the last couple of years, you've kind of built your own blueprint. I was reading your the page about your link building service that you offer for the Stomper members, and you said, I think it said now you've got 29 different modules in your SEO blueprint. Now, is that what you have your people working on?
Yes. We are not able to offer that service to everyone because,
sure.
as you can imagine, it takes a huge amount of time, and time means money. For some clients, I have 20 people working on their project, and that means copywriters, link builders, and people who do everything that you have taught me how to do it, which, as you know, it takes a lot of time. So we,
I mean, a lot of people are going to be listening to this and thinking we're trying to set them up to pitch some kind of a done-for-you service, but you're really not all that available right now, that kind of stuff. And it makes sense. I mean, working with people that have been through the same kind of training material that you've been through, and they just want somebody to help them do it, and you're ready to help, that makes it a lot easier because you don't have this big sales cycle, and you don't have to convince them that SEO is good for them. I wanted to ask you, and you know, normally I don't like to talk about money in these things, but this is kind of an outstanding number. $8 million in sales in 2008 for your sites and your clients.
That actually was a change from $100,000 that we made the year before.
That's pretty good. I don't know what the percentage is, but I think that's pretty good.
That's huge. And let me tell you, that actually started when we implemented the SEO blueprint. And just to give your listeners a little background about what the SEO blueprint is what you are teaching other people, but they don't have the time to do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is what Stomper.net was teaching at that time, what you have taught me in different classes that I have taken also, and what I have learned with my background as a computer programmer, and also the SEO that I was doing for other companies. I used to work for IBM in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got some knowledge from other markets that I brought into my, you know, with your teaching and Stomper.net, and I put it together and I made it my own. And, of course, I have been learning from other people, you know, John Reese and Frank Kern. And so I have put all that knowledge together and made my own blueprint. But more or less, it's, you know, the good stuff that you guys are teaching to every single one of your listeners, except that it takes a lot of time, and each worker will cost you maybe $1,000 to $1,500 each. So I have trained those people the proper way and give them specific modules for them to implement. So when we did that, we start seeing results. And so my clients who was spending maybe $10,000 to $20,000 per month in SEO, their sales jumped from $100,000 to $500,000 per month.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting that you've got people kind of working in a specialist role in different areas. So you've got people doing copywriting, because I did that with SEO Research Lab when we started offering outsourced keyword research back in like 2003. Mm-hmm. The thought was if somebody just does keyword research all day long, they'll get way better at it and way faster at it and way more efficient. And they'll actually come back to me and say, hey, you know, we could do it this way and it would be faster, or we could do it this way and we'll discover more keywords. Do you find that you get some of that feedback from your team, that sometimes you learn stuff from them that you can then put back and kind of improve your blueprint?
For sure. They come up with new ideas. And I think that's the key to the success that I had is, and this is something that I learned from you as well, is make sure you find good people to work for you and pay
mm-hmm.
them well and keep them.
Yeah, the person that's been doing my keyword reports has been doing them literally, I think, 5 years now. And, you know, I just keep giving her a bigger and bigger share. At this point, I think I break even myself. But the relationships that I'm able to build with people, obviously, that, you know, they want
and
to
that's
train
exactly,
them and things
that's
like
exactly
that.
What I did. But I was lucky enough that my sister is the head of the computer science department for one of the best universities in El Salvador. So she recruit all the best graduates and students in that university for my team.
So you're able to get a ready supply of educated and talented people with that connection, and that helps you with staffing, obviously.
That's right.
You know, one of the things that, you know, people ask me sometimes, well, you know, you're so good at this stuff, why don't you just, you know, do affiliate stuff? And, you know, honestly, I do a little bit of that. But for me, you know, the value that I get back is in engaging with students, you know, people like you that take the stuff, run with it, and develop it into something that's more than what I would have done. And then I can learn from you and put that back into what I teach. And, you know, for me, that's a lot more fun. But it's, you know, like I told I talked to Eric the other day. We did a case study with him. And, you know, I don't want to have 40 employees, but I'm glad that there are people out there that don't mind doing that, that enjoy that, because that lets us, you know, have the synergy and make the whole thing work.
Well, and I'm sure we do appreciate what you have done, Dan. I know I'm going to have a chance for me to say great things about you, but I want to actually say it now because it's something that I'm really looking forward to. I would really want to appreciate, how much I appreciate what you have done, not only for me and my family and my business, because I believe that without you teaching, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And just to give you what I did today, we bought a brand new house that I would have never been able to do. We are going to take a trip to Cuba next week. Just, take off and go. And I'm able to spend a lot of time with my kids. Now I have a brand new baby, a 7 months old, and my 7-year-old boy. Things that I would have never been able to do if I wouldn't have done things the way you taught me to do. So I want to really say thank you to you. And I would think people would be crazy not to follow your lead or your learning or your teachings that you are providing to people. I think you are one of the few people that I really trust. And I believe I know a lot about SEO. But let me tell you, I found from all the experts, you're one of the very few that are very honest and very knowledgeable. I cannot go wrong listening to you or learning from you.
Oh, yeah, thank you for that very much. That's what makes this worth doing for me is to know that we're able to make a difference. And just, for those that are listening, Manny is really seriously taking one for the team here doing this interview with me because he is literally in the middle of moving into a new home. So I did that a few months ago. We got this great big house that it's got rooms I don't even know what I'm going to do with, but that stuff is a lot cheaper right now than it was a year or two ago, so I jumped on the opportunity when I could. But I want to just real quick just kind of go back into kind of just to give people a little bit more information. You're managing a team of 40 people. Is that right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Now you're not personally directing everybody. Do you have team leaders that are handling supporting each other, or are you managing that all directly yourself?
I have people in three different countries, and I have a manager on each country, and I have a team leader that takes care of the whole project for each of the clients. So when I have a client,
you got like a project manager for each client.
That's right. Yes. So I have taught. From every single person that works for me, I personally traveled to that country and taught them how to do the SEO the way it should be done, or the link builder or the copywriting. I spent hundreds of hours, I would say, creating documents and videos and in person. And so they know exactly what needs to be done. So at this point now, what we do is I do the first part of the SEO, all this stuff that I don't want them to know because I'm protecting my SEO blueprint, secret.
Sure. You don't need to give them the entire story, just the part that's important to them.
What they're doing is the repetitive work, the link building or the copywriting or blog posting and a lot of the stuff that you would be teaching to your audience. But I do the gluing of the whole system. I put it together. I make sure that I do in a specific sequence because that's very important to me on my system. It's not just about doing things. And I think that's the difference between people who are very successful and are not very successful. They learn something, and they just do it the way it was taught to them. But sometimes I believe that you have to experiment, test, and make sure, try to find different ways, better ways of doing things.
Sure, and that's really key. I mean, I'm going to give people kind of a track to run on. I'm going to have all these process maps and, that you can, hand to somebody and say, here's your job. Your job is to read the content that comes through this newsfeed, pick out items that have these attributes, and then you write a description and you post that description and link to this blog or news site or whatever it is. And we're doing the leverage engine concept, and I know you use this, it just you're not calling it that, but for example, we might if somebody is in the travel industry, we might have them set up a site where it's just the best photo of the day that they found on Flickr or whatever that's got a Creative Commons license where they can post the best pictures from, maybe it's, beach pictures from Cuba or whatever, right? For people that want to travel to Cuba. And so it gathers together that people have that interest in that destination and that desire to go. And then you can message them, you can get people, into, there's just billions of ways to get people into different relationships. And one of the things that we're talking about that isn't really link building, but it is how you tie the link building and these things that generate traffic back to generate links, but also how to generate sales. Because I bet a lot of the link building that you do for your clients actually makes them money, you know, directly. That is, you know, it drives traffic and does stuff like that where the SEO results, you know, might take 2 or 3 months and you know, down the road. I mean, typically that's sort of, you know, if you start from scratch, 2 or 3 months to get to the first pages is, you know, if you're good at it, it's not impossible, but it's work. But also, you know, if you're doing this stuff well, you can generate a lot of traffic even before the search engines start to pop. Do you find that you get some of that, or of your stuff just focused around pure link building?
No, actually, you know what? I would call it, it's part of link building, but we did an e-sign article, for example, and we promoted in such a way that it gave us $100,000 within the first month. That means that
you get from that is kind of crazy.
I know, but it's just crazy. But we did it properly, though. We did the keyword research. We knew what kind of articles are ranking on e-sign articles.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. You do the market research and you find out what kind of questions people are asking.
Correct.
And,
that's,
you know,
what I did.
The content that you want to use out there is bait, not just for traffic, but for links too.
That's right. Of course, the product that we're selling is a very expensive product. Otherwise, I don't think we would have made that much money. But still, we got enough traffic, I would say a lot of traffic, that we wouldn't got any other way because the SEO wasn't there yet. You know, usually, to be honest, I'm actually surprised. We rank sites within 3 months for very competitive keywords. Mm-hmm. Within the last phase of my SEO blueprint was 4 StompNet members. They are SEO experts. They know what they're doing. They just didn't have the time. I did the job for them. And within 3 months, their sites were in top 10 in Google. And we were really surprised because they were very competitive markets. But still, it takes three months for us to get there. But I noticed that there is different ways. And once again, this I learned from you, from Leslie, and from other people in StompNet, that there is, you know, Google traffic is only a percentage of all the traffic on the internet. There is, you know, from Web 2.0 to e-sign articles and different media that you can use to bring traffic, which converts to sales if you do it properly, of course.
Yeah, I don't know what they paid you. They probably paid you $15,000 or $20,000 a month, you know, for a project like that. But you know, they can get a payoff really quick. And you know, folks that are doing it for themselves, if they've got the time and if they manage it well. And they're using outsourcers. You know, a lot of people try and go and get the cheapest labor that they can get. And I try and tell people over and over again, you know, the cheapest article isn't the best article.
I learned that from you, by the way, then.
You can find a lot of people that are really educated and really capable, and you pay them a little bit more than what you'd pay the cheapest person. But the cheapest person is out there, you know, copying and pasting and maybe throwing a thesaurus at stuff they found on Wikipedia. If that, and you know, I'd rather get somebody that went to school, learned how to write, learned how to do research, and, you know, sometimes these articles, it's just another research paper for them. You know, they can cram for it in a day and write it.
That's right. And you know what?
and come up with something that's pretty darn good.
Something very interesting that I learned, actually, I don't know if you remember this, a few months ago, you were teaching something in StompNet, how to change the description that shows up in Google rankings.
Yes.
Right? Okay. I was number 3 for my keyword. I changed the description, and I'm making double the sales that I was making before at exactly the same position, which I believe I'm still in traffic for number 1 and number 2 just because of the description that I had is more compelling to people to read.
Yeah, that's one of those little things about SEO because, you know, kind of, I mean, the truth is, you know, the meta description, it's not read as part of, you know, the index content, but when that shows up on the search result page, it's just like competing in AdWords. I mean, if you spend some time testing your ads, you can get 3 or 4 times the click-through rate of what you started, and what you get with typically descriptions is it's either this long, just like, you know, trying to stuff every keyword in, or they let, you know, the search engine grab a snippet, which is 3 words, dot, 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 3 more words, and it doesn't even make sense and hang together. So that's one of those little things that, you know, when we talk about bringing links in from the web, in one of the sessions in the class, that's one of the things that it's kind of just sort of, you know, it's not really link building, but it's such low hanging fruit that just writing a good description, and, you know, the more links you get, the less you have to depend on things like keywords in the page title. And so you can write the page title as a better headline. That's something you kind of adapt to as you go. I mean, now I'm number one. Can I get away with changing the title into a better headline? Oh, look, I'm still number one, and now I'm getting more traffic. That's part of, you know, managing this thing on an ongoing basis. But
for sure,
it's cool to hear that you were able to get that much of an impact out of doing something that, you know, you might have spent an hour thinking about what to say, but that's not that much time.
Something bigger than that, because what I did is I used the same teaching that I learned from you on that description, and I applied that to my article writing technique. So I don't know if I'm going to make this clear. I was on number three position, and I stole traffic from number one and number two by changing the description. Okay. Now I thought about it, and I said, what about if I change the way we're creating the articles? Because we believe that most people create articles only for links. But they forget the most important part. A person is going to read the article, and it's going to have an impact on them. Maybe you're just doing it for the link, and that's the value that you're going to get. Very low PR. But also, if you change the article in such a way that you can actually get traffic, that is going to become sales. And I can tell you this. I would prefer to be number 100 in Google and making a lot of sales than being number one and not making sales.
At the end of the day, you know, one of the things that I teach in every class, I mean, there's a slide that I throw up in almost every class that I teach, which is you're not optimizing for rankings, you're optimizing for some kind of business result, some kind of outcome that you want, whether it's leads or to persuade people to sign up and join a cause or to buy something or whatever, but it's never rankings. Rankings is something that, you know, you can brag about at the SEO bar at the conference, but you know, the business result is what enables you to continue operating, to grow your business, to you know, to change the world or whatever it is that you're trying to do. I mean, I got a couple people in this class that are you know, they're not about business, they're about a cause and getting people to be aware of you know, things that are going on in the world that they care about and get people to take action, and that's even a bigger copywriting job than selling stuff.
That's what we did with the copywriting. I believe that we apply the same technique of changing, making that content of the article, not garbage content, you know, the one that you pay $2, $3, $4 in India, but better quality. And better doesn't mean it has to be $100. It could be $10, $20, $25 per article. But the results that we got was the same traffic, more sales. And we believe that is because of the articles, the quality of the articles, pre-qualify them, pre-sold them on the idea that once they click.
In marketing, Mark Joyner, I'm sure didn't invent the term, but we refer to that as framing. And you can frame, you can start to set the frame on the search result page with the description that's displayed, with ads that you display in pay-per-click, and with content marketing, you know, with the content that you write. And you know, one of the little you know, wild card things that we're doing in here, we're actually going to have Ben Mack, the you know, sort of the direct response branding guru, do a guest session, which is kind of be like a little add on. I think it's week 6 or week 7, and I know people are going to be thinking, like, why do we have somebody talking about you know how to make your content sexier, how to make link building, pointing links to you sexy, but that's really what it is. I mean, it's a method of how you can frame that visit and frame that, and that doesn't just affect the traffic that you get. I'm absolutely convinced that it's going to affect how people feel. I mean, does it feel like you know, like this site I'm going to is cool? Do I feel good about going there? Because that's going to make me feel good about linking to it. And you know, the thing is, 3 years ago, there weren't that many people that could give you a link compared to what there is now. Almost everybody that's on the internet has some way to link to you, even if that link is nofollowed or whatever and only generates traffic. But you know, the Twitter goes into people's Facebook and into blogs, and you know, all of this stuff that's starting to connect together. It gives you a huge point of leverage if you can do that, and I know because you've made some posts that you're leveraging some of that stuff too.
Yes.
So is that in your blueprint, or is it as far as an SEO thing, or is that?
No, but it's part of the module of the blueprint. It's also we use in the Web 2.0. Hub pages are ranking high for us still. Squidoo pages and many other Web 2.0. So what we have done is that was a way of creating mini networks instead of using blogs and instead of using sites that, you know, I don't know if you remember, but I'm sure you remember, people used to buy 100 domain names under different names and addresses and all the crap that people did and, you know, faking everything and then link them together to get links to their site. But now there is an easier way of doing it, and it's through Web 2.0 sites. So
you don't have to go and make a bunch of fake websites.
That's right.
There's real websites that want your content.
That's right. And now the idea, and this is where I think the difference makes the biggest difference. Most people want to get the ranking, the PR, and the links. You know, they want 10,000 links or whatever it is, but they keep forgetting, and this is something I learned as well for you, is the quality of link is not all the same. And, you know, if you just want to go and get a link, it's easy to get. But you want to do it in a way that is going to have an impact on your rankings.
Right.
Which means the good links. And those are the hard ones, such as the technique, I don't know if I should, if you want to teach it later on, but, you know, of contacting website owners directly and get a link from them.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we talk about a whole bunch of different ways to do that. Eric mentioned, you know, what he does with straight article marketing. He's actually got his own system now.
Mm-hmm.
Where people that want his content can sign up and get, you know, regularly notified of new articles and you know, they can practically get content made to order for them.
Okay.
and all they got to do is just, you know, put it on their site and give him links. And he's got you know, the Edge Networks is what I call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you've got different places where, you know, people are, you know, tweeting or whatever else and doing things to generate links into those articles that are pointing back to you.
I did actually something similar to Eric, but this is mostly came from one of your posts on StomperNet. You know, contacting someone directly and offer them something. What I offered people at the beginning was, listen, I'm going to pay you to have this free content on your site. Mostly this is people who maybe they want to make money with AdSense or different ways of making money, and I'm providing them a unique piece of work, you know, is a good content for their site. So they like it. They like the fact that it's you know, something fresh, is you know, unique, and I give it to them for free. But also I'm offering to pay them $10, for example, or $25 to have it on their site.
A little advance on their AdSense commissions.
That's right. And I get a link to my site, but they have to have a link from the homepage to that page. And believe it or not, within a few months, those pages are becoming PR3, PR4, and the only links on those pages are links to my site.
And those things probably start to rank for certain, you know, at least for long tail stuff, and start to become traffic magnets too if you write the article right.
If you do it properly, which is what we're trying to do, then we get traffic from that site. You know, sometimes even from the same site where it's hosted, they go from the homepage to my article, then they go to my site and they buy from us. And it's all about, once again, it's the technique that you were teaching us. Now, what we did is, you know, after we offered them money, we keep offering them free content, but no money anymore. And now we got to the point that they are asking us for content alone. You know, we don't even have to promote it anymore. They come to us and say, you know, do you have more of those articles? I have new sites. I would like content.
Give me more content. I want link to you some more.
That's right. Yes.
And that's the difference between you begging for links and somebody coming and begging you to link
to
you.
That's right. But I believe that's because of the technique that we use, which was following kind of a step by step what you were teaching in StomperNet and saying this is the best way of getting links. You can get crappy links that will do nothing for you, and you can get very powerful links that might take you a little bit longer to get. But once you get them, the results are 10 times better than the crappy links.
Well, and that relationship is worth more than, you know, I mean, that relationship in the long term is worth more than, you know, hours and hours and hours of mailing out links, you know, with reciprocal link emails or whatever. I actually got, you know, there's somebody, and I don't want to, you know, name names or call anybody out, but, you know, I have this mailing list of people that signed up to get notified about link liberation and all the stuff that's going on with it. And one of them, every time I mail out a newsletter, I get this auto response back that says, hey, we've got an automated link exchange program, go here. And I hope they sign up. because you know, after a few weeks they'll take that thing down and stop doing that. But that's, you know, kind of how desperate people are. And I think that part of it is just not understanding that it's a slight difference in how you do it that makes all the difference. Everybody, you know, everybody's doing article marketing, but if everybody's doing what everybody else is doing, it doesn't take that much to be better at it. And just doing better content and having a different approach to how you get it distributed is huge.
You know what? So, one interesting thing, if you allow me to say it, is I believe that there is different ways of doing this link building stuff and SEO. Some people just do it and they get results fast, but they don't last. And the difference is when you have created a system or the way you did SEO is with a solid foundation that it lasts longer. For example, one of my sites that I use for SEO, actually to promote my SEO business, I haven't touched that site for about 3 years now and it's still ranking for my main keywords after 3 years without linking, without SEO, without doing nothing to that site, just because what I did 3 years ago. And now I keep getting phone calls from people asking me for my services, and you know, I don't even have the time sometimes to take into more clients, but I'm still getting traffic from that site, and what, you know, that could be sales or traffic from something that I haven't even touched in 3 years. And that is what I think is what separates you from other gurus, if I can call you a guru, is you teach solid SEO that is going to last, and it's not just going to help you for 6 months or a year and then it's gone.
Yeah, well, the short-term measures end up being costly in the end. You know, one of the things I mentioned in one of the emails that I sent out, you know, with the promotion stuff, some dude, I should probably get to know the guy because, you know, he's probably worth knowing, but some dude called me out on Twitter because he'd looked at my brand new, like, linkliberation.com, which was registered like, you know, 2 weeks before, and didn't see, you know, I think I probably had like 25 backlinks or something like that, and said, you know, gee, if you're going to teach how to get links, you know, you should probably get some first. And, you know, obviously he doesn't know who I am because, you know, like my SEOFastStart.com, that's got 15,000 links, and I mentioned that, but what I didn't do, and I should probably make the damaging admission now, is I haven't done any link building in terms of what people normally think of as link building for SEOFastStart.com. All I've done is write on it and market and promote, you know, the offer, the value, right? I'm promoting the value and creating value by creating content. But you're talking about maybe 10 posts a year. I mean, I hardly ever put anything up on the blog there. I spend more time working on the book. But 15,000 links the last time I looked in Yahoo Site Explorer for that site, and you know, I didn't do any link building for that. My older site that's been around, you know, years longer has about 4,000 links pointing to it, and most of those are the product of link building work that I did back then, you know, back in 2003, 2004, before I kind of got smarter about, you know, gee, you know, I don't really need to do link building, I need to do marketing. That was actually Deborah Masteller from, she's a link builder that I met at one of the conferences and just kind of like walked up and started talking to me, but her presentation that she used to give is called It's Not Linking, It's Marketing. And, you know, it's embarrassing to say, you know, I haven't done any link building for this site, but, the proof is, you know, in 15,000 links that if you do this stuff right, it doesn't have to feel like work and it doesn't have to feel like link building. Now, you know, obviously that's easier for me in the market I'm playing in. If you're selling, you know, baby shoes or you know, dog biscuits or something like that, there's probably going to be more work involved, but you can still create, you know, sort of a coolness and an aura of value around what you do that makes it easy for people to link to you and eventually gets to that point where people are asking you, you know, for more chances to give you links, like you just mentioned there. So anyway, I think we're probably running a little bit long for what people are going to want to listen to on a podcast, but, you know, Manny, really, seriously, thanks for taking the time out in the middle of your move to talk to me and give us your insights on link building, because, you know, the stuff that you've done with this you know, is impressive. You know, one of the jokes that I like to make is, some, you know, some people you can give them a crumb and they'll come back to you with a cookie. and you know, this is probably bigger than a cookie, but very impressive. So thanks a lot for taking the time today. If you got anything else you wanted to say, I'll let you do that, and then we'll get out of here.
Okay. Well, I just want to once again thank you, Dan, and I really hope that people believe on what you're doing, because I think it's going to change their lives if they do it properly, and hopefully they're going to take it seriously and do something about it, because that's the most important part, I believe. But let me tell you, I cannot reassure people more than hopefully they can tell it. They can tell by the passion in my words and the way I'm saying it. You are the person to learn from and to trust, because you don't talk crap. You know, you go direct, and you're really going to teach them what they really need to learn. So once again, I want to appreciate, thank you for everything you've done for my business, for my family, and I wish you the best on this new venture.
Great. Thanks a lot, Manny. And I guess I'll see you in the forums and maybe talk to you on faculty office hours.
All right. Take care, then.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.